And we come to an attitude of prayer in our service, and Linda's brother is having some concerns. He's got liver cancer, and he's been taking treatments, and some of the treatments are causing him to have diabetes, so we will lift him up in prayer. His name is David Platt. Linda, you want to share any more about your brother?
Well, my sister flew to Birmingham last night to be with him. He's afraid that he'll get out of the hospital today and go home to Fort Walton, and he is afraid he might die on the way home, and he doesn't want his wife to be alone, so my sister is there.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, hear our prayers for David Platt. Anybody else this morning you want to share joy, concern, or praise? We can bring them all in the same thing. That's what's so special about a relationship with God. We can bring our joys, our concerns, and our praises all in the same venue. Sandra. I got a cousin, Sharon, and she's been on my heart lately. I guess that's what it's.
This was a difficult week for us. Wednesday, we went to a memorial service for Stan's cousin, Steve Lawrence. And then yesterday morning, we had to choose. My friend has been on the prayer list, Carleen Jackson passed. So I went to her service. And Stan went to the oldest daughter's father-in-law service. So they were both at the same time, and it's Tony Simpson. So he went to one on Orton Road, and I went to one on Appalachia Parkway. So prayers for the family. Carlene left two young men. So they were her whole world, and they're going to need a lot of support.
Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayers.
And one other thing, just prayers for work for me right now. Stuff going on at work again.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Brother Don.
I have a few things going on with me right now. That word is my carotid arteries are 50 to 69% clogged. So I'm fairly quite a bit. And then I have my left kidney is green. So work with that. I love right. I'd like to start feeling better.
Amen. The arteries you're talking about is the ones up here in the neck. Yeah. I think all of us have had that experience at one time or another. And medications are good, but sometimes we just need a special touch from the Lord. If you don't mind, I'd like to anoint you with oil. Scented with frankincense and myrrh, which is olive oil. It's the oil of our people, so. Father, we thank and praise you, Lord. You heard Don cry and plead, Lord. And we come here in a prayer of agreement with him and for him, Lord, and pray for wisdom for doctors and nurses and Teresa. I know why I call her Teresa. Tracy, that she takes good care of him, as Tina's taking good care of Travis this morning. And we pray a special prayer of healing in Yeshua's name. Amen. Anybody else this morning? Debbie.
Well, amidst all the sadness, I do have two prayers.
Hallelujah. That's what we need.
Both of my boys just got promoted within a week of one another.
Wow. They're firefighters.
Well, Chris isn't.
Oh, okay.
Chris moved to Texas and he's doing something.
Good. And wow, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Anybody else? We love good news and praise.
We have praise too.
Oh, good.
Graduated from being an ARIP yesterday in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, she's about the same size as Amanda.
Amanda.
Yeah.
Also,
yes, ma'am.
One other thing. I'm getting ready to send a box to my niece. She's in the Air Force, and she's stationed over in Jordan. So prayers for her because she's in a hot zone.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right. Well, let's seal it up with the prayer that Jesus taught.
We have a prayer.
Oh, good.
Judy's nephew, Austin Smith, of my mom, Shams,
yeah,
after his transplant.
He had a bone marrow transplant very similar to what Judy had because he's got a different kind of cancer, but the bone marrow transplant seems to be successful. So now, what Judy did, he's on his path to rebuilding his immune system, but he has been released from Moffitt and he is home, and being home helps a lot with the recovery. So,
what's his name again?
Austin Smith. Thank you, Linda. And of course all the ones that are on our list. And my new next door neighbor Sharon, they came and visited a month or so ago. She was telling me that she's got some nodules that she was really afraid of, that it was cancer. But she went to the doctor, and it's not cancer, but they're still doing something to find out why these nodules are so sore. So Sharon, I can't remember her last name, but God knows who it is.